Isaiah 43, verse 14. This is what the Lord says, the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I am taking action against Babylon, and I will bring down all the Chaldeans as refugees in the ships over which they rejoiced. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says, who makes a road through the sea and a path through mighty waters, who brings out the chariot and the horses, the army and the strong warrior. They will all lie down together. They will not get up. They are extinguished. Like a wick, they go out. Do not remember the former things. Do not keep thinking about ancient things. Watch. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring up. Don't you know about it? Indeed, I will make a road in the wilderness. In the wasteland, I will make rivers. The wild animals, the jackals and ostriches, will honor me because I am providing water in the wilderness, rivers in a parched wasteland, water for my chosen people to drink. This people that I form for myself will declare my praise. But you have not called on me, O Jacob. Instead, you have become weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep as your whole burnt offerings. You did not glorify me with your sacrifices. I did not make you serve me with a grain offering. I did not make you weary with demands for incense. You did not purchase fragrant cane for me with silver or satisfy me with the fat from your sacrifices. Instead, you made me serve because of your sins. You made me weary because of your guilt. I am he. I blot out your rebellious deeds for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Refresh my memory. Let us review your case together. Present your defense so that you may be acquitted. Your first father sinned, and your mediators rebelled against me. Therefore, I am repudiating the officials of the sanctuary, and I am giving Jacob over to complete destruction and Israel to insults. Isaiah 44. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, O Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord your Maker says, the Lord who formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not be afraid, my servant Jacob, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, because I will pour out water upon a thirsty land and streams of water upon dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like a tree in a grassy meadow, like willows beside flowing streams. One person will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will be called by the name of Jacob. Another will write on his hand, belonging to the Lord, and he will take the name of Israel. This is what the Lord, the King of Israel, Israel's Redeemer, the Lord of armies says, I am the first and I am the last. Except for me, there is no God. For who is like me? Let him declare it. Let him recite in order for me the things that took place since the time I established an ancient people. Or let them declare what is yet to come and what is going to take place. Do not tremble. Do not be frightened. Did I not announce this to you and declare it already long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God except me? There is no other rock. I am not aware of any other. All those who form an idol are good for nothing. All the things which delight them provide no benefit. As for their witnesses, they do not see. They know nothing, so they will be ashamed. Who is this who forms a god or casts a metal image that can provide no profit? Look at him. All his associates will be ashamed. The craftsmen are merely men. Let them all gather themselves and take a stand. They will be terrified and ashamed together. A blacksmith uses a cutting tool and makes an idol over hot coals. With hammers, he shapes it. He makes it with his strong arm, but he becomes hungry and has no strength left. He does not drink water, so he grows faint. A woodworker stretches out a measuring line. He marks the lines with a stylus. He shapes the idol with chisels. He marks it with a compass. Then he carves it till it is shaped like a person, like a splendid man to inhabit a shrine. He goes to cut down cedars for himself, or he chooses a holm tree or an oak, and he lets it grow strong among the trees of the forest. Or he plants a cedar and rain causes it to grow tall. But it becomes fuel for a man to burn. He takes part of it to warm himself. He lights a fire to bake bread, and then from the rest he makes a god and worships it. He carves an idol and bows down to it. Half of it he burns in a fire. Over that half he eats meat. He roasts meat and is satisfied. So he is warm and says, "Ah, I am warm. I see the light of the fire." Then from what is left, he makes a god to serve as his idol. He bows down to it, he worships it, and he prays to it. "Save me, because you are my God." They are ignorant. They do not understand, because their eyes are plastered shut, and they cannot see. Their hearts are unable to gain insight. A person does not take this to heart, so he has no knowledge or understanding to say, "Half of it I burn in the fire, and I bake bread on its coals. I roast meat and I eat. Should I make the rest of it into a disgusting idol? Should I bow down to a piece of wood?" He's like a sheep grazing on ashes. A deceived mind leads him astray. He will not save his life, nor will he say, "Isn't what I am holding in my right hand a fraud?" Remember these things, O Jacob, because you are my servant, Israel. I am forming you to be my servant. You, Israel, will never be forgotten by me. I am blowing away your rebellious deeds like a cloud, and your sins like a mist. Return to me, because I am redeeming you. Shout for joy, you heavens, because of what the Lord is doing. Make a joyful shout, you depths of the earth. Burst forth with shouts of joy, you mountains, you forest, and every tree in it. Because the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and in Israel he will display his beauty. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.